China tried to ship enough fentanyl into the United States to kill everybody in the U.S.? I don't have a calculator in front of me. I guess I could do it by hand. But that's crazy. Yeah, so 66 pounds is 0.0013, according to my producers, of 25 tons. So we have to find out how much more 25 tons is to that and then apply the number. So if 14 million is 0.0013, what would 25 tons? I think you think that could kill the whole country.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I like to see everything. Little Lana Del Rey for you, folks. Drink lime green, stay up till dawn. Maybe the way that. There's a lot of really selfish people out there. Is killing me. I like to. You know, suicide's always been a problem with humanity. Do shit to keep me turned on. But. It's also been known that a lot of evil people, when they go, they want to take people with them. And the fact that we are seeing an uptick in stabbings and stranglings and people literally trying to chew the flesh off folks' face shows that we've lost our soul to a certain extent. It shows that we're sliding towards the abyss. We've lost our moral compass. And then you look at these chemicals, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the so-called antidepressants, they say on the bottles and with the inserts that this tends to massively increase megalomania. It tends to massively increase psychotic behavior. It tends to massively increase going out and committing murder. It actually says may cause mass murder. But when you see the ads for antidepressants that something like 30% of the population's on, 30% of women are on them, something like 15% of men. Yeah. They don't tell you all that. I know a very well-known musician who I met through Mike Judge, who's an incredible musician in his own right. Not name dropping, just give me an idea. And he has that disease that Michael Jackson had where your skin turns totally white. From the antidepressant he takes. He's got all these other health problems. He didn't have any of it till he took the pills, and they admit within 2 years of him taking those pills, he looks like a vampire. And he's got all these other health problems, and he can't go off of it, or he wants to kill himself. And he didn't go on it because he wanted to kill himself before. He just went on it because they just recommended it to him. And then you got enough fentanyl being captured at the border last week to kill 14 million people. Now, there's a story behind that, and I'll get to that in a moment, but just remember. They are prescribing 10 times the opioids that they were putting out just 5 years ago. That's a DEA number. 10 times the number of scripts these doctors are writing. And look, I get some people are in real pain and need the moderate opioids. I know some of you out there, you'll get them taken away from you. But then other people are killing themselves with it. But think about that. Fentanyl is 100 times stronger than opium. They debate that 10 times stronger than heroin. Some say even stronger than that. And the developing powers, the European powers divided China into 7 parts, 12 parts, 14 parts at one point. You had the American zone, the French zone, the British zone. Was obviously the coastline, the most valuable. And they took over from the Imperial Chinese because the Chinese said opium's illegal here. We'll kill you if you have it. But that created a black market so that the British would bring it in and first corrupted the coastlines, got the police corrupt, would ship it inland, and then you had all the Chinese laid out smoking their opium. When they would come over here to America, they would just work all day on the railroad and lay down and take their hit of opium in the opium dens. And there's estimated over 1.5 million buried Chinese men that just came here for opium and worked themselves to death like slaves. One true thing about that show Deadwood, that's based on a real town that HBO had, you know, years ago, I watched it. It was actually accurate. That's a real town that really, well, most of that's historical. Some of it's not. Where they had the Chinese women having to service like 50 men a day. And one of them got pregnant or got sick. They'd just feed them to pigs. That's the kind of human rights you got in China. And once it came over here, that's the type of human rights you have. And so that's what we're competing with, ladies and gentlemen. So the communists came along and just took all that over. So the Chinese now will execute you, death penalty for any drugs. Marijuana, death penalty. Opium, death penalty. Same thing in Singapore. But they're shipping in illegal fentanyl and killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. The latest numbers are 2017, 53,000 people die from opiates. They think less than half ever get properly reported. So back then it was 100,000, let's say. Now they're saying it's 10 times the amount. They don't know the numbers of death. It's just epidemic. How many movie stars? How many baseball players? Every week you hear about somebody dying who's famous. Does anybody care about that? Yeah, President Trump does. And I'm not just here giving President Trump a brownie point. He's actually going after something that's killing people. He's actually doing something real, not just lip service, because, okay, 100 and whatever plus people die a year in true mass shootings, where somebody goes out to try to kill a bunch of people for no reason. When Beto says there's over 300 mass shootings a year, most of those are gang-related, where you get three or four gang members shot. And that's still terrible, too, but that doesn't stand any comparison to all the other things we can do something about. Enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people. We'll play that report in a moment. But first, here's Beto O'Rourke, slowed down for radio and TV viewers. A month ago, couldn't contain his sickening, demonic laughing when he talked about the psychotic Antifa that went into that Walmart at that mall in El Paso. Here it is.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. But I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world. There's a lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
And then he starts laughing. I thought we'd slow that clip down, but tomorrow I'll slow it down. I'm going to be here live now. I'm coming in tomorrow, and I'm going to do 4 hours here at least live. I may even do War Room, too, just because everybody deserves some time off. In fact, we'll just have a skeleton crew who wants to come and volunteer, because I'm going to be here. Because we've got to fight, folks. We just can't give up here. We're going to go out to break with this CBS News report. Enough fentanyl seized coming into the United States, what they call a land port. It's Mexico, but they don't. It's a land port into the U.S. It's coming to the U.S. bound to kill 14 million people, enough to kill 14 million people. Here it is.
Investigators have busted a massive drug ring spanning three states, all this over just the last 3 days. Law enforcement officers in Virginia seized enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people as part of what they're calling Operation Cookout. There are 35 suspects that have been arrested, four others still on the run. Chip Reed is in Washington for us. Chip, what else did investigators seize in this bust? Good morning.
Well, authorities say they seized about 66 pounds of fentanyl, in addition to other illegal drugs and money amounting to hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid, had them especially concerned.
This opioid crisis is not an issue that's happening someplace else or to someone else. It's happening right here in Norfolk.
Announcing the largest drug takedown in Virginia in 15 years, G. Zachary Terwilliger, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, said most fentanyl comes from Chinese labs. In total, authorities seized over 30 kilograms of fentanyl, 30 kilograms of heroin, 5 kilograms of cocaine, and over $700,000 in cash. They also seized roughly 24 firearms, including an AK-47.
We're not talking about $500 and $600 deals. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, $20,000 in the trunk of somebody's car in a gym bag, you know, behind.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, so there's so much fentanyl in this country that earlier today I just sent a link into the producers and said, hey, look at the 25 tons of fentanyl seized coming into Mexico bound for the U.S. And somehow they just got a clip out of Virginia where they're calling it a record seizure. You know, a few pounds of it can kill 14 million people. Okay, and I'm glad we had this hiccup today because it's really illustrative. A couple pounds of it can kill 14 million people. 14 million people. What does 25 tons of pure fentanyl grabbed by the Mexican Navy bound to the U.S. do? And we're rolling footage for TV viewers of where this barely got a mention in the U.S. news a week ago. That's CGTV. The Mexican Navy seizes 6 tons at one spot, and in all the raids, it was 25 tons of ships, boats, offshore Chinese trawlers, loading it on to motorboats and bringing it in to Mexico, to then be loaded on 18-wheelers and taken to the United States. So understand, one of those little boxes is more than the DEA is making a big deal about in Virginia that could kill 14 million people if it was overdosed. There's enough overdoses for 14 million people. This stuff's so strong before it's been cut that a single speck of it will kill you. Meanwhile, 25 tons got grabbed in different busts last week. And then you just type in fentanyl. DEA, more than 1 million fentanyl pills seized in Arizona. More than 23,000 kilograms of Chinese fentanyl seized at Mexico's largest seaport. And that's a whole nother one. So you're beginning to get the idea here. China has a very long memory, and they remember the British particularly. And that's how Skull and Bones made its money at Yale. Was the guy that founded it was the big opium distributor into the United States as well. I mean, hell, they should sell laudanum to women, men, children. You ever go out in the countryside, you'll find an old dump. There'll be hundreds of bottles that say laudanum. If your baby was crying, you just gave them some laudanum. They were happy for 5-6 hours because it was opium. But the Chinese, you see, they execute you if you get caught with one opium pill, much less fentanyl. If you get caught with one marijuana cigarette, then you get executed. But they ship it all here, and they make most of our drugs in China. And they're spiking everything, and they're finding toxic waste in the over-the-counter pills you get, and they're finding plastic in most of the food that's shipped in from China. I mean, they are just pissing in our Cheerios with poison. And they're funding Netflix and Hollywood with all the anti-American race war movies and trying to demoralize us constantly. It's incredible. And they know what they're doing. And again, they've killed 115 million of their own people. But they are really getting us back. Even though the United States really doesn't have any history of shipping opium in, doesn't matter. We're still seen as a competitor to them. We're still seen as their enemy. And so Japan bombed our ships in a sneak attack. But They bombed military men and women, mainly men at that time. They killed some women as well. And it was seen as dastardly because it was a sneak attack. But that's, in the age of war at that time, was normal. Not a good thing. I'm not defending it. But the Chinese communists are shipping. Let's pull up. What's the estimated amount of fentanyl? Type in estimated amount of fentanyl shipped in the U.S. annually. Is it 100 tons? Is it 200 tons? Is it 300 tons? Is it 400 tons? I mean, they just caught 25 tons. Coming in last week. And I could talk all day. I've got so much other news. But see, I've been harping on this, haven't I? Because let me show you the numbers. I mentioned this earlier. I've got the federal government's own numbers right here in my stack about the numbers here. The latest numbers we have is 2017. And it says here it's 53,000. That graph we show said 47,000. Let me show you this. Can I have an overhead shot? Thanks a lot. Here. Opioid epidemic. This is from the American Society of Addiction Medicine. They say 52,404. So I said 53. I was going from memory. And that was in 2017. Oh, I'm sorry. That number's even older. That's 2015. And they say it's up tenfold. So whether it's 47,000 or 53,000, whoever's right, it's a lot of people. And most people that die in overdoses never gets reported right. So if it's 10 times that amount coming in right now, and they just seized 25 tons of it, but a couple pounds of it. Can we cue that Virginia news piece up again? Thanks. If a small amount of it, I forget exactly how much they said, we'll play it again, would kill 14 million people. Because the numbers I've seen is 100 times stronger than heroin. And then I see 100 times stronger than opium, and heroin's a lot stronger than opium. So I don't know. Let's just say this. This stuff makes Oxycontin look like beer compared to Everclear, compared to White Lightning. And there are people like zombies all over the place, totally addicted to this stuff. And the Chinese are doing it, and Trump's trying to fight it, and he's the bad guy. Just remember, the Federal Reserve's private, owned by Europe, trying to crash our economy. All these big media outlets are trying to bankrupt us, trying to get us shut down. All these big Democrat law firms are suing us because they want to continue hammering America because this is 21st century warfare. And everybody siding with the globalists is part of this. So again, here's that newscast out of Virginia making a big deal out of a small amount being found. So if this small amount kills 14 million, what's 25 tons? Here it is.
Investigators have busted a massive drug ring spanning three states, all this over just the last 3 days. Law enforcement officers in Virginia seized enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people as part of what they're calling Operation Cookout. There are 35 suspects that have been arrested, four others still on the run. Chip Reed is in Washington for us. Chip, what else did investigators seize in this bust? Good morning.
Well, authorities say they seized about 66 pounds of fentanyl in addition to other illegal...
I'm so flustered today, I heard pounds. So that's why I'm so flustered today. My normal trick memory's gone out the window. So I said, play it again. So we'll do the calculator thing tomorrow when I start the show. 66 pounds or whatever, divided into 25 tons. How much smaller is that? What fraction is it? So that's going to kill 14 million if it was taken an overdose amount. What's 25 tons? Is that enough to kill the whole country? If it was all taken, 330 million people, if we all took it as an overdose, is that enough to give us all an overdose and kill the whole country? Is that our headline? China tried to ship enough fentanyl into the United States to kill everybody in the U.S.? I don't have a calculator in front of me. I guess I could do it by hand. But that's crazy. Yeah, so 66 pounds. 66 pounds is 0.0013, according to my producers, of 25 tons. So we have to find out how much more 25 tons is to that and then apply the number. So if 14 million is 0.0013, what would 25 tons? I think you think that could kill the whole country. We'll, I'm not a mathematician. I'll get that done tonight. First thing tomorrow, you'll hear from us. Okay, I didn't get to mainstream news telling you that Apple and Google and all the companies are watching and listening to you and selling your data and listening to you have sex and everything. They're only telling you now because they want to normalize it to move forward as this is the new economy. But that's the front page of Yahoo. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. We'll explain why they're throwing it in your face now when we told you. We told you in 2004 with articles and covered it in detail with the actual documents. So that's no mathematician, but how many years ago is that? 17 years ago? 16 years ago? Because we're the bad guys. Remember, we're the InfoWars is the bad guys. Don't tell anybody about this show. Don't tune in. The 25 tons of fentanyl is not the problem, enough to kill the whole country, assuredly. No. The problem is that you own guns and can protect yourself. You're bad. And the same folks that want Trump to not stop the fentanyl, they want your guns because they want you out of the way. They want to conquer you and dominate you. Thank you all for tuning in. Lord willing, I'll be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. I'm going to try my best to be live. I will be here.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
There's this weird culture in Google. They're trying to like install this monoculture. And yes, there are people, there's kind of a patriot network inside of Google, but they're afraid to come out. And some of it extends all the way into the executive class. And so the thing is that I felt that if I came forward, that I would galvanize other people by paving a path of disclosure for these documents so that people could come forward and say their opinion without violating the NDA.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a Netflix drama show. This isn't a Law and Order TV program. This is not a movie. This is not a drill. This is not fiction. This is reality. You have a major Google engineer backing up what the other engineers have said, what the documents have shown, and talking about perjury before Congress. Pray and support this individual and others to come forward. You heard him say he hopes to blaze a path to get others to have the courage. That's leadership. So Zach Voorhees, we salute you. And I'll say this, it's all of our birthright. Black, white, old, young, gay, straight, from whether you're from San Francisco, New York City, or Austin, Texas, or Des Moines, Iowa. We're all having our birthright stolen right now. We're seeing election meddling, and it's time to admit it and to realize we've seen a giant backdoor power grab. They didn't come like an enemy from over the horizon. They came from inside, and they came through cyberspace. Our republic, our constitutional little d democracy, has been hacked. And please remember, without your financial support, we wouldn't have withstood this withering storm of censorship, attacks, and lies. We have the new World Awakens mega sale, Globalist House of Cards Collapsing End of Summer Super Sale. It's the big, giant 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but only on 50-something items, not on every item, because a bunch of these are very close to selling out. But whether it's Ultimate Krill Oil, Bodies Turmeric, Brain Force Plus, Knockout Sleep Aid, Turbo Force, 8-Pack Power Stack, it's all 50 to 60% off, and your purchases make it all possible here.